Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah and the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we come this morning to say thank you for another day. Thank you for making another way. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumbered. Thank you, Father God, for new grace and new mercies that embrace us on this morning. Thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. We bless you. We thank you. We magnify you. For we realize that it did not have to be, but you made it possible. As we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, and we thank you for your keeping power, Father, in our lives. Thank you, God. Thank you. Help us, Father God, not to squander this day as we move forward in joy, as we move forward in victory, as we move forward with Jesus. For in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. So, Father, we commit this service into your hands. We commit this day into your hands. We commit ourselves into your hands and everything you have given to us as stewards, Father. We commit it all back in your hands in Jesus' name. Now, hallelujah, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. And I'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Or maybe in your particular case, we are saying welcome for the first time. In either case, we want you to know that you are welcome to our platform. Amen. And we want to encourage you that you have come to the right place at the right time because Jesus Christ is here. And Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. Just so glad that I belong to Jesus. Amen. So enjoy the services on today. Have a seat at the table. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. And man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit, amen, takes good care of us. He serves us a hearty breakfast every morning. Amen. The breakfast for champions, because we are warriors in the Lord's kingdom. We want you to know that all of our services are archived, amen, at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. And please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. and find out more about our ministry. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. We're teaching, amen, on the signs of the times. Amen. Glory be to God. How we can know, amen, that it is near. Amen. And as we shared with you earlier this week, Jesus, amen, informed us that it is the beginning of sorrows. Amen, but not the end of sorrows. Amen, but he did tell us exactly, amen, these signs have indicated that we have begun, amen, but we will know for sure that we are at the end when the gospel is preached to all the nation. Amen, isn't that lovely? Amen, how we do not have to be confused, amen, and the Bible is clear, amen, and very delicate. And so we want to bless the Lord. And so now we, glory be to God, now that we know some of the signs, and we may, amen, come back to that Amen. Glory be to God. Before our series is over, amen. If you want to know more about, amen, the signs of the time, amen. Glory be to God. You can read in your Bibles in the book of Matthews, amen, chapter 24, chapter number 25, and 2 Timothy, amen. They will, amen, give you, amen, more on the signs of the last days, amen. And so we bless the Lord. So now, amen, the question is, now that we know the signs, now that we know that Jesus, amen, is on the way back, the question is now, how do we be prepared to meet him? See, now that the Lord has given us a major warning in his word, glory be to God, the question that we have to answer ourselves, are you ready for the return of Christ? See, a lot of times, you know, we're not ready. I remember years ago, glory be to God, when I was a transportation driver for the church, and I would go all the way from the Mount Airy section all the way in South Philadelphia, amen, to pick up individuals. And this one particular family, I would pick up for Sunday school, pick them up time enough to have them back to the church at 9 o'clock and get down there, and they would not be ready. They would not be ready. And just so insensitive, you know. It got, you know, running around there, getting dressed, got up late. Really, the new driver was coming, amen, because they weren't ready. Amen. But, beloved, the question is, are we ready? Because, see, the thing is, we were gracious enough to wait for them for a while. Then they had to be reprimanded, amen, because they had to do better. Amen. Glory be to God. But, beloved, amen, we won't have time to be scrambling. Amen. We cannot be getting ready. We have to be ready. So, because now those of you that take Uber and Lyft, y'all know when that car gets out there, if you're not walking out your door, they're going to start charging you late fee. But you sit in your car, tell them you need another 2 minutes, fine. You're going to pay for it. See? Because you wasn't ready. You're supposed to have been standing at your door waiting for that driver, preferably sitting on your step if the weather was nice. And when that car pulled up, you were supposed to get in, check the license plate, okay, make sure they were who they supposed to be, and get in. See, and beloved, that's how it needs to be, amen, with our walk with God. We can't be talking about, give me another minute, Lord, I'm coming. No. You have to be ready. So the question today, this morning, is how do you know that you're prepared? Because we saw, and we're going to be spending some more time on that next week, amen, glory be to God, when we get into the foolish virgins, the five foolish and the five wise virgins, we're going to be spending some time in that next week, glory be to God. And we will see, beloved, amen, that the five foolish, so they was ready too. But they weren't. See, and so the Lord shared that parable with us, beloved, to let us know, glory be to God, that half of the church is real and half of the church is false. He said, let the wheat and let the tares grow together. See, how do you know that you're on the side of the truth? How do you know that you're the true church? How do you know within yourself, based on God's word, without, make no mistake of Jacob, make no mistake of Jacob, that when God comes back, you're going back with him? I didn't say you want to go back with him. See, a lot of people want to do a lot of things. You got people sitting around fantasizing all the time what they want to do if they had $1 million, what they want to do if they had this. I'm not talking about what you want to do. That you want to go back with him, that you want eternal life with him. I'm talking about, how do you know? And so this is what we're going to be talking about for the next 2 or 3 days. For the next 2 or 3 days, glory be to God, amen, we want to talk about the signs that you are a true believer, the signs that you are the wise virgins, not the foolish virgins, because you notice all they were together. The five wise was walking with the five foolish. Going to the same church. Sitting in the same pew. Come on, somebody. Singing the same songs. Huh? Glory be to God. And so this is where we want to spend, amen, some time in. Amen. So you might want to take some notes. Amen. Glory be to God. Therefore, a retrospect. Amen. So that you can judge yourself and so you can know how to teach your children, your family, and your friends. Amen. Because it is not God's will that any soul be lost. Amen. So, beloved, amen, we want to begin, Father God, and we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, okay, we want to begin, amen. And in this point here, it should go without saying, but we got to say it because a lot of people try to overlook it. You have to know him. You have to know him. If you do not know him, if you do not know Jesus, amen, you ain't going where he going. You ain't going where he at. When he comes back for the church, glory be to God, the dead in Christ going to rise first. We who are alive, and we'll be teaching on the rapture. The Bible doesn't use the word rapture, but it gives us the analogy and gives us the breakdown that a rapture is taking place. Glory be to God. If you do not know him, you're not going. So the first point to assure that you, amen, know that you are a true believer, amen, and write this down. You may say, I ain't going to forget to write it down anyhow. The first point is that you have to confess with your mouth. The first point is, have you confessed with your mouth? Confess what? What you talking about, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Okay, thank you. Romans chapter 10, verse number 8. Romans chapter 10, verse number 8. Give me 1 second here, saints. Give me 1 second. Yeah, a little echo here. I got to get rid of this echo. It's bothering me. It's breaking my focus. Okay, let me see him do something a little bit different here. Okay. Romans chapter 10, verse number 8, and it reads as thus, what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth. How much more their fullness? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I turned too many pages. Wait a minute. Okay. But what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. Verse 9, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You got that scripture? See, God is not going to, God cannot void his word. He's not a liar. He's not a man. Matter of fact, the word of God is God. God is the word. You cannot separate the word of God from God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. If it's in the book, beloved, this is the way it is. You must make a confession. If you have never confessed Jesus Christ, you're not saved. It's as simple as that. So let's get started with first things first. Before I get into the other 6 or 7 points over the next day or two, let's just deal with first things first. You ain't saved. Verse number 8 says, but what does it say? In other words, he starts out here saying, how shall you be saved?
All right. You want to know how to be saved? Okay, good question. How shall you be saved? Okay. Then he goes right into it. He said, the word is near you, the word of God, amen, even in your mouth. Your salvation is in your mouth. See, this speaks of a confession which must come from the mouth in order for one to be saved. If you haven't opened your mouth, glory be to God, and confess for Jesus Christ, but look, well, they act like they saved. They're doing things like they say. They go to church like they say. Okay, all right, that's good. Did you ever hear them say it? No, I ain't never heard them say it. I ain't never heard them make no confession in their mouth about Jesus. Okay, you never heard nothing? No. Okay, let's go to them. Okay, are you saved? Yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, okay. Have you ever confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? No, I ain't never made no confession because I ain't got to be talking all that. Why haven't you made a confession? Because you don't take all that. Say who? You let the devil bamboozle you again. It says here, beloved, amen, that the word of God, amen, glory be to God, is even in your mouth and your heart. No, long as I got him in my heart, I'm good. Can't nobody tell me what's in my heart, because God knows my heart. Yeah, God know your heart. Yes, he do. Yes, he do. And it's not God's will for you to be ignorant. That's it. All right? And he's trying to pull some of that ignorance out your heart. Glory be to God. See, so it's not just what's in your heart, it's what's in your mouth. What? That is, it goes on to say, the word of faith which we preach. Glory be to God. Verse 9, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. You have to open your mouth, beloved, and confess that Jesus is the Lord of glory. You have to open your mouth and confess that Jesus is the Savior of men. You have to open your mouth and confess that he died on the cross that we might be saved. Oh, you got to say something. You got to say something. I know you like being a little secret, you know, secret agent Christian. You know, you like being, you know, quiet. Glory be to God. And you don't want to open your mouth and say something. Glory be to God. But beloved, amen, it is a requirement for your salvation. Because you have to confess this thing in your mouth, glory be to God, and believe in your heart. He didn't say either or. He didn't say, well, whichever one you want to do. you can believe or you can confess. No, the Bible says you got to confess and you got to believe. You got to confess what you believe. You have to believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. God is not dead. He rose again on the third day. You believe that white man Bible? You call it whatever color Bible you want. I believe it. I believe it. I have the witness in my spirit. Yes, Jesus. That's what differentiates Jesus from all the other gods. See? All the other spiritual leaders. Because they all died, but they still in the grave. Buddha died. He's still dead. Muhammad died. He's still dead. Jesus died. Jesus lives. Why? Because on the third day, he resurrected. And I believe it. I'm confessing. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Over here. Somebody get my fingers. Beloved, if you're not willing to confess, the Bible says that you are not saved. So maybe we just need to deal. We're going to cover another one. See, we got a little bit more time. But saints, amen, let's just get first things first. Because you'd be surprised. The Bible says there's a lot of people in the church going to hell. They go to church. They get dressed up. They fellowship. Amen. They sing on the choir. They do all of that. Amen. Glory be to God. and they go into hell. Because they never knew Jesus. You got people in the pulpit, ministers, preaching because their father was a preacher, their mother was a preacher. Somebody told them they ought to be a preacher, but they never knew Jesus. They never had a relationship with them. They were just in the mix. They were just around the church folks. They knew the lingo. Come on now. They knew how to dress. They knew how to walk. They knew all the protocol, huh? But they never had a relationship with Jesus. They have never believed in their heart. And even if they did believe in their heart, they didn't confess with their mouth. It's a two-part action here. Beloved, and this is the word of God. You must believe that God has raised him from the dead, and that pertains to the bodily resurrection of Christ. And then the Bible says, and then you shall be saved. Now, it's that simple. It's that simple. All right? So now we're ready for Christ's return. Amen. We want to make sure that we're ready. Number one off our checklist, glory be to God, amen, is that, amen, I have confessed with my mouth. If you haven't, saints, it's time to get that right today. All right? So now that you have confessed with your mouth, now there's still some other things. Most people just want to give me that one thing and say, go ahead and live your life. You're good. You're good when Jesus comes to you. No. Hold it, baby. Hold it. That's the problem with church today. The second question that you need to answer to make sure that you are a true believer is Jesus is the only way to salvation. Jesus is the only way. Well, you know, everybody going to heaven. Well, you know, it's a lot of different, you know, ways to heaven. And, you know, a lot of different religions. And, you know, long as you do good in your heart. And, you know, and I don't know nothing. And I don't know nothing. St. John chapter 14, verse 6. St. John 14 and 6, and it reads like this. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, underline no man, comes unto the Father but by me. No man. So if I was having a big party at my house and I would say, all y'all come on, all everybody come on over, okay? And some people be coming through the expressway. Some people be coming down Broad Street. Some people be on Uber. Some people be walking, okay? Some people may have to fly in. Glory be to God. Everybody's coming their own way to get to my house. But the only way you're going to get in my house is to walk through that front door. Baby, you can come to God any way you want, and we all got a story, and we all got a road to travel. But the only way you're going to get to him, amen, is you got to go through Jesus. Jesus is the door. And, beloved, if you don't believe that Jesus is the only door, not one of the doors, but Jesus is the only door, you're not a true believer. If you believe it's Jesus and something else, you're not a true believer. Mm-mm. This scripture here, beloved, in John 14 and 6 proclaims in no uncertain terms exactly who and what Jesus is. He declares positively that this idea of God as Father, this approach to God for every man is through him and through what he is and through what he has done. Jesus and nothing else. Jesus and Jesus alone. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. And if you do not believe that Jesus is the only way, that's a little narrow perspective. If Jesus is the only way, that's what we said. Why? Because that's what God said. Then you're not a true believer. And unless you correct that thinking, you won't be ready when he comes, because you're not saved. I want to show you this other scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. And it reads, "For if he who comes preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him." This scripture here says, beloved, amen, for if he comes preaching another Jesus. I was in the supermarket a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to a Muslim, and I was trying to, you know, work in, you know, salvation, you know, work in salvation. I started talking about Jesus. He cut me short. He said, "Yeah, we believe in Jesus. We believe in Jesus. Yeah, you believe in Jesus, but you believe in another Jesus." The scripture says if he comes preaching another Jesus. You notice now, even Jehovah's Witnesses talking about, "Yeah, we believe in Jesus. We believe in Jesus." Yeah, but you believe in another Jesus. Beloved, the Jesus that we have to believe is the only way to God is a Jesus, glory be to God, of the cross. The other Jesus that these other religions, amen, are trying to, amen, now proclaim, amen, glory be to God, it's not the Jesus of the cross. You talk about another Jesus. We talk about the one who died on the cross. That's the one we talk about. Which one you talking about? What your Jesus do? See, Jesus and him crucified. If it's not Jesus and Jesus crucified, see, then anything else is another Jesus. See. You have to believe that Jesus and him crucified is the only way. All right, I want to touch one more point today, and then we'll pick up here on next week, Lord's willing. All right, so to make sure that you are a true believer and you're going to be ready when Jesus comes, you're not going to be like them five foolish virgins. You have to know him, beloved. So you want to, you know, make sure that you have confessed him with your mouth. Then, glory be to God, you want to make sure that you decree and declare that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Not one way, the only way. And the last point that I want to share this morning, beloved, is that your life has been changed since you accepted Christ. Your life has been changed. Let us turn in our Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 17. I sort of know this one by heart, but I just want to read it verbatim. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 17. And it says this. It says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ, if any man has been saved by the blood, he is a new creature. Hallelujah. A new creation. All things are passed away. Things have become new. Hallelujah. You cannot be the same. Beloved, if you're doing the same things you did before your salvation, and you're practicing the same sins without conviction, glory be to God, the truth of them. And we taught 2 weeks Bible study on this, 2 weeks Bible study. Because the Bible says, beloved, amen, he that is born of God cannot sin, which means that we're talking about repeating sin is a habit of sin. You cannot. And if you can continue to do the same things, then maybe you have to question yourself, am I saved? Am I saved? Glory be to God. But let me say this on this morning. You have been given so much in Jesus Christ. You have no legitimate reason for failing to be an awesome success in life because you have so much going for you. In fact, you have much going for you than you could even possibly imagine. St. John 1 and 12, just write this scripture down in your notes this morning. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 says this. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Even to them that believe on his name have become the sons of God. You see why everybody's not a child of God? We all God's children. Stop saying that. It's a lie. We are all God's creation. We are not all God's children. This verse right here is one of the many verses that prove it. Let me read it again. St. John 1 and 12. But as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You're not a son of God. You're not a daughter of God if you have not received him, faith. We try to twist the word. You can't twist the word. And if you add anything to it or take anything from it, you become accursed. This verse here, beloved, reveals that you received divine power the day you became a child of God. Divine power. That word power in the Greek describes delegated authority or influence. The day you chose to make Jesus your Lord and Savior is the day he delegated to you the power and the authority to become a child of God. Think of it, beloved. At that moment of decision, all the power, all the authority, and divine influence that is resident within the mighty name of Jesus Christ came to live on the inside of you. So, beloved, rather than complain that you're weak, and I hear God's people say it all the time, how weak they are, how they're nothing, I'm nothing special about me, glory be to God, and they complain about this and they're depressed about this, beloved. It's time to start laying claim to what is stored up inside of you. The same explosive, dynamic, phenomenal authority and a power that resides within Jesus has now been delegated to reside in you. And so in our scripture, amen, here in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, where it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Beloved, this verse says that you're a brand new creature if you are in Christ Jesus. All things become new. That word new in the Greek describes something that is brand new. We're not talking about no hand-me-downs. You didn't get this from no thrift store. Something that was recently made new. It also carries the idea of something that is superior. This means when Jesus Christ came into your life, you were made brand spanking new. You wasn't made over, you was made new. The new you is superior to the old you. In fact, beloved, you are so new that this verse calls you a new creature. That word creature in the Greek is the same word used to describe the creation of the world. When God created the universe, he used no existing materials or old elements to make it. Everything in creation was newly made. Now that same word is used to describe what happened to you the day you got saved. Everything about you is new. You're not an amended version, beloved. You're not a corrected version. You're not an improved version of what you used to be. But you are an absolutely brand new creation. You are completely detached from the person you once were before Christ. And this is why we can read in Psalms 103:12, it tells us, beloved, you how far your old ways have been removed from you. In that scripture, we can read Psalms 103:12, says, as far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgression from us. When Jesus Christ came into your life, he created you to be free from your past, free from the negative effects of your family, and liberated from all former hang-ups. In short, beloved, you became a brand new creature. So I want to close this morning, beloved, by encouraging you to stop laying claim to your family's genetic problems. Stop laying claim to your family's inheritable sicknesses, dysfunctional behavior, disorders, hang-ups, curses, any other negative thing that was a part of your life before Christ. Because that old person no longer exists. He is dead. And you are brand new. But wait. There's so much more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That you've been given in Jesus Christ. For instance, I can't close without taking you to Ephesians 2 and 10. Ephesians 2 and chapter 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says this. For we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Beloved, the Bible says that you and I are God's workmanship. That word workmanship in the Greek carries the idea of something that is artfully created. A-R-T-F-U-L-L-Y, artfully created. This is a Greek word for a poet. See? We get that from that same Greek word, poet, creativity. You know, we see, amen, the splashing of the paint, amen, the creativity with the words and the verses and the designs, amen, and the ideas and the inventions and the books, creativity. Well, it's the same word. It's the same word. Glory be to God. This describes, beloved, one who has the extraordinary ability to write or create a literary masterpiece. And because God uses this word workmanship to explain what happened to you when you became a child of God, it means that on the day that you got saved, God put forth his most powerful and creative effort to make you new. Once God was finished making you new, you became a masterpiece. Skillfully and artfully created in Christ Jesus. Beloved, listen to me. There is nothing cheap about you at all. God's creative, artistic, intelligent genius went into your making. Look how much you've been given in Christ Jesus. Beloved, don't you think it's time to stop moaning about how dumb you are, about how stupid you are, how ugly you are, how untalented you feel compared to others? Because those feelings are all lies. Some of that may have been true. It may have been true before you were born again. But none of it is true of you now that you are in Christ. God turned you into something spectacular. That's who you are now. So lay claim to your new identity, beloved, and adjust your thinking and your talking to reflect who you really are. So that we can start acting like who we have already become and who we are becoming. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We want to pick up here when we come back. Amen. And our next point that we want to share with you, beloved, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, is, amen, you know that you are a true believer. Amen. When you hear God's voice, or at least his presence and love. And we want to show you what the scripture has to say about that. Amen. And to God be all the praise, to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We confess, Father God, that the day that we was born again, we received the dynamic, explosive power of God into our lives. That power removed our old nature and made us a brand new creation, a brand new creature. Excuse me, nothing from the old us continues to exist, for we are completely brand new. When God made us, he put forth his finest creative powers, and now, hallelujah, live on this earth as a masterpiece of his grace. God has made us into something quite spectacular. Father, we say thank you for helping us to believe in ourselves as we believe in you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the gift of salvation and the finishing work. And you're still working. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, and our soul says amen and amen. And amen. All right, saints, there it is. If you have not ever received Jesus Christ, well, I've been in church all my life, and I didn't ask you how long you've been in church. Well, you know, I was baptized, you know, when I didn't ask you what day you got baptized. Because if you got baptized and you wasn't saved, you went in the water, a dry devil, and you came up a wet devil. I didn't ask you the day you got baptized. Well, you know, I took my Holy Communion. I didn't ask you the day that you took your Holy Communion. And if you took Holy Communion and you're not saved, you're really in trouble. I asked you, when was you converted? And if you're not sure about that, you can do it right now, right now. Come on. We refuse to close. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, repeat after me. For some of you not sure, let's get sure right now. In Jesus' name, I repent and confess all of my sins before you. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and he was resurrected on the third day. He ascended back into heaven where he intercedes for me now. I believe it. I receive it. And I ask Jesus to come and live within my heart as my Lord and as my Savior. I surrender my life to you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death, and that my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, Lord, I surrender to you, and I ask that you would use me the balance of my days for your praise, for your honor, and for your glory. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hey, tell somebody today. Tell somebody you got saved with your pajamas on. Tell them you were stepping out the shower. Matter of fact, you ain't had nothing on. Hey, my God. Tell them you got saved riding, driving down the expressway. Tell them you got saved, glory be to God, on your way to work. Tell them you got saved laying in your bed, glory be to God. Holler, tell them. You got saved at the breakfast table. Glory be to God. You got to open your mouth and tell somebody that Jesus is Lord. Oh, my God. And tell us to send us out an email at lifewordjesusamen@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We love testimonies. Amen. When you can say, hey, I gave my heart to Christ, amen, on your podcast, amen, that morning, amen. And we want to pray with you, pray for you, amen, send you out some materials to help you grow and mature into your full salvation, amen and amen. Today is offering day. Today is offering day. Glory be to God. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank you for partnering, amen, with us. Amen. You're partnering with us. We're partnering with you. Amen. And what? Now we can take the gospel to every part of the world. And when that's done, Jesus said, now shall the end be. You ain't got to worry about it. Look, I tell you, I enjoy life. I thank God for the gift of life. I try to, and I'm living my best life now than ever. And you ain't seen nothing yet, huh? Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. I look forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be with God the Father. Paul said to be absent in the body. Paul said this thing is so sweet. He said, I don't know if I should stay down here with y'all or if I should be longing to be up there with Jesus. He said, this thing is. He was struggling in his body. I can understand what Paul was talking about. He said, I like y'all and all that, but I'm really looking forward to the future. Amen. Glory. Several ways that you can support in our ministry, our mailing address. Amen. It's P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania. That's GLENSIDE, Pennsylvania, 19038. Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. God bless you. Amen. We have a Cash App, $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for your giving. Amen. Glory be to God. And we pray, amen, the blessing back to you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Announcements. We'll be at the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock. Amen. Which will conclude our week. Amen. No altar prayer this Friday night. We meet every other Friday. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, Lord's willing. Amen. Hallelujah. Same time, place, and station. We will be here on Monday, well, Sunday, every Sunday at 12 o'clock. We're serving Holy Communion on this Sunday. Amen. There's no time and spirit in the distance. Come on. There's no time and distance in the spirit. Come on and have Holy Communion with us. On Monday morning, we will be here. Same time, but there will be no altar of prayer on this Monday. Monday is a holiday, and look, spend time with your family and friends. Instead of praying on the prayer altar, pray with your family and friends. Pray with your family and friends. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have to exercise, beloved. We just can't come to the table and eat, and not exercise. What happens when a person in the physical, all they do is eat? And they had every buffet, every meal, eat, and they don't get no exercise. Well, that's how it is in the spirit. We come here, we eat every morning, we eat all day, we eat all week. Well, now, when you now evangelize, come on now, when you go out and do the work of the Lord, now you exercise, all right? So we're going to exercise on Monday, amen. In Jesus' name, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you, amen, all this week. I don't think I'm ministering tomorrow, I don't think, amen, matter of fact, I'm not, amen. So y'all know I try to get at least one day, amen, off, 2 days. Well, actually, I get 2 days, because Wednesday, I get off, but then I teach Bible study. But, amen, we're bringing in some other people. As the Lord is leading. So now, you just gave birth to a baby, all right? You ain't going to let everybody hold your baby. You ain't letting y'all know some of y'all, you ain't want some family members to hold your baby. Everybody ain't holding your baby. Everybody ain't feeding your baby. Everybody ain't changing your baby. This your baby. See? And that's how I feel about the ministry. Glory be to God. I am very careful about who feeds you guys. I never really had to cut nobody off in the middle of one person. A couple people I had to call afterwards, and we had to get some things straight. I am very careful about who's feeding you guys. See, but I keep my ears open. I say, okay, Lord, who would you have me to bring up? But we're gonna do something, amen. And we're gonna do a whole month, amen. And we're gonna have other lineups from other ministers like we did the last time, amen. As the Lord lead me, and we're. Seeking the Lord for ideas to celebrate our 11th church anniversary at the end of this year. Amen. So we don't know how the Lord is going to take us there. Amen. So we blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes it's good, too, to have other people come. So sometimes you take the preacher for granted. You know, you just listen. Oh, that's just, you know, Pastor Bradford. Then God will bring somebody else to say the same thing I've been saying every day. Say it in a different ways. And then, oh, yeah. It's the same thing Pastor Bradford been telling you. But you just need to hear from somebody else. A prophet is without honor in his own country. That's just the way it is. And then I'll go somewhere else and preach and teach somewhere else, and they'll love me and beg me not to come home. Beg me not to come home. They've set me up. Glory be to God. They gave me a salary for 5 years in advance. Please don't go back up to Philly. See? But you go to Philly and people say, oh, that's Pastor Bradford. Yeah, that's Pastor Bradford. Send a $5. That's just the way life is, beloved. Amen. As long as I'm working for the Lord, And I know he got it. Amen. You should feel the same way. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you for the service. We say thank you for the service, Father God. Thank you for the word. Thank you, Father God, that thank you. We see the first three signs. We can say we're true believers. We say we have confessed Jesus Christ, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say that, Father, we decree and we declare that Jesus is the only way to salvation. And yes, our life has been changed since we've been born again. So we say we passed the first three, Father God, because we sure enough want to be ready and we want to occupy until you come. And so we bless you for the word of God that will not return into your void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death, incidents, accidents, and calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Bless us as we meet at 12 o'clock for the 12 o'clock altar, Father God. As you will bless the prayer warrior, fortify her, Father God, with endurance in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the blessings of the Lord upon her life, Father God, and upon us all. We say thank you. Bless you for the offerings, Father God, coming in, people that have already made up their mind that they're sowing, and they're sowing today. They're sowing, Father God. Father God, thank you for the money that have come in this week, Father God. Father, thank you for it, God. Thank you. Father, we ask that you would bless the giver 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold in Jesus' name, and bless the money that it will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin in Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare that it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. Be gracious upon you and give you peace. Amen. In Jesus' name, Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ, he's the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody be safe out there. Be safe. Wear your mask. Wear your mask. Keep your hands clean. Social distance. Amen. Glory be to God. And hallelujah. Be safe. Amen. Walk with the King. Amen. And be a blessing. Amen. God bless you.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees crying.
Ready or not, he coming. So let's get ready, saints. Amen. Love you.